So this slide is from the FERC website. It's a list of existing and proposed North American LNG terminals. And if you've seen it before, you might have been at the Ohio Gas Association presentation I did in either 2006 or 2007. These are actually import terminals. And the folks in Ohio were wondering at the time where they were going to get natural gas. I think the date is August 30th, 2006. So these were all of the LNG facilities that were proposed, but they were proposed to import LNG. 13 years later, now we are an exporter of LNG. So I think this just kind of represents the change that we see in the industry. This slide just actually talks about, I'll read the quote to you. It's a good one, and it was published in 2006. It was in my presentation at the time. North American LNG, and it didn't have import in there. I inserted that to clarify. Capacity is expected to grow dramatically in 2010. The capacity growth could help offset the decline of existing North American gas fields. Such LNG capacity, if fully utilized, has the potential to flood the North American market with natural gas. September 15, 2006. So a little bit's changed. So the bar on the far, it was predicting that in 2010 we would have 50 BCF a day of LNG import capacity. That's these terminals all coming online. So today, total proposed LNG export facilities from the FERC website, 50.222 BCF a day of export capacity. 13 years later, instead of importing 50 BCF, we're going to export 50 BCF. So lots of change. This LNG business is not any, and again, this is, I wanted to give you the list of the actual facilities that are being proposed. I've got them kind of, make sure I got this here. So the existing facilities are on the left, 6 BCF a day of total existing capacity. Those are all up and running. A lot of them are converts from import to export, but they're up and running. Below that are the FERC-approved facilities that are under construction. Some are almost done. Some are just still on the drawing board, but somebody's moved a shovel of dirt, and it's listed as under construction. So, you know, Driftwood is not under construction like we would think of, but in progress and moving forward. So this business, not an easy one to get into or execute on the projects that are in front of you. It takes 48 months to build an LNG facility. That's just construction. Probably double that when you consider getting an anchor customer signed up, going through all of the permitting process. So you're looking at a 6 to 8 year timeline to get an LNG facility up. It's a huge investment, multi-billion-dollar investment. So you need strong customer support. You need airtight contracts that are going to guarantee demand charge payments over time, 20 years preferred to justify making the investment. That in itself gives a huge advantage to some of those existing terminals that were import facilities. The only one on this list that existed as an import facility, there's two of them, Gulf LNG in Pascagoula and the Energy Transfer Lake Charles facility. Those are existing. They're not, and Tractor Bell up in Boston. Those are not yet export facilities, have their certain limitations to them. But for the most part, it's a lot easier to go brownfield, convert that import facility to export, than it is to start from scratch. So operational capacity for existing export facilities is 6 BCF a day, and those are being utilized. I expect half of those that we see up here is that 13 BCF a day will be online by 2022. So if you rough numbers, you're getting to about 12 BCF a day of actual LNG export capacity. There's a predicted second wave of LNG facilities that would come on more in that 24, 25 time frame, maybe a Driftwood, the Energy Transfers, or some of those below the line, if you will, potentially coming on in 2024. But you're getting into a problem that we've seen on the natural gas side, and that is, what does the infrastructure look like to feed these beasts with natural gas? They're all located on the Gulf Coast. It's getting more and more difficult. It's a congested area to build. These consume lots of gas. It's not like building a lateral to serve a power plant, right? That's an easy build. You know, 5, 10, 15, 20 miles of medium diameter pipe.